Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.
In this bulletin, interest rates remain on hold for now, and an inquiry recommends that supermarkets that abuse their market powers should be broken up. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, good afternoon, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. The Reserve Bank has decided to keep interest rates at their current levels for another month. After 2 days of banks' boards reviewing the state of the economy and progress on inflation, the cash rate will remain at 4.35%. That's where the rate has been since November last year. The bank says the economic outlook remains uncertain, and recent data has demonstrated that the process of returning inflation to its target band of between 2 and 3% over the course of the economic cycle is unlikely to be smooth. The bank says it won't rule anything in or out about interest rate movements in the future. The current headline inflation rate is 3.8%. Inflation is not forecast to get back to between 2 and 3% until December 2025. The federal opposition says the Reserve Bank's interest rate decision shows the government's economic policies aren't working. Even though the central bank has kept the cash rate at 4.35%, opposition Treasury spokesman Angus Taylor says the government is handicapping productivity in Australia and that higher than wanted inflation is the government's fault. He likens the economic situation in Australia to that of trying to care for a car.
It is very clear from all this that Labor's homegrown inflation is rampant. It's running wild. The Reserve Bank hasn't been able to address this. And frankly, if the Reserve Bank has the foot on the brake, it's necessary because this government has had its foot on the accelerator. What you end up with that situation is a situation where you wreck the engine.
Federal Treasurer Jim Chalmers is promising additional cost of living relief in next Tuesday's federal budget over and above income tax cuts. With rents outpacing wage growth, Dr. Chalmers says renters in particular are under pressure and there will thus be measures in the budget focused on housing. Dr. Chalmers boasts the budget will show the government has been able to get debt down in part through spending restraint and budget savings. But he says the government is aware many people are still struggling and will do what is reasonably possible to try and help.
The defining challenge in our economy, certainly in the near term, is inflation. People are under a lot of cost of living pressure. That's why the budget will try and ease what we can of that pressure, primarily through a tax cut for every taxpayer, but with additional cost of living relief as well. And that's because we don't just acknowledge people are doing it tough, we're doing something about it. We did in the last budget and we will be again in the next budget. We'll do that responsibly. We'll do what we can afford to do, but we know people are under the pump.
Dr. Chalmers is also warning that international instability, such as higher oil prices due to the conflict in the Middle East and supply chain problems due to the war in Ukraine, will still be a factor in the budget. Farmers will soon be able to access more support to help prepare for drought with a new government investment. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese and Minister for Agriculture Murray Watt made the announcement of an extra $519 million into the government's Commonwealth's Future Drought Fund to help regional communities ready for dry times as part of next week's federal budget. As part of the boost, $235 million will go towards drought resilience programs, while $137.4 million will be channeled into measures to assist producers with business planning and financial literacy. Trials for new solutions to drought mitigation will also be funded with a further $120 million. Minister Watt says the fund aims to provide tools for farmers to manage drought on their properties as well as prepare for the climate challenges of the future.
The reason we need to do that is that too often in the past, governments have waited until droughts have happened and then put forward a chaotic urgent response that hasn't dealt with the underlying problems, and we want to change that. That over half a billion dollar investment will do really practical things. It will help farmers learn what they can be doing on farm to make themselves ready and make their income streams ready for future drought. Sharing climate science with our farmers so they know how to get better prepared.
Supermarkets that abuse their market powers should be broken up, while laws banning price gouging at the checkout should be introduced, an inquiry into the grocery sector recommends. A Senate committee examining supermarket prices handed down its final report, laying out 14 recommendations for reform in the sector. The report called for laws to break up the supermarket duopoly of Coles and Woolworths should supermarkets carry out unconscionable conduct. The Greens-led inquiry also called for the government to set up prices and competition commission to examine the price-setting practices of supermarkets as well as other industries. Discounts across supermarkets should be standardised along with the promotional terms used to stop fake discounts. It also recommended the Food and Grocery Code of Conduct, which governs the relationship between supermarkets and suppliers, be made mandatory. Peggy Giacomelos with the latest from the SBS Newsroom.